Let's pray together. Holy Spirit, come now in this moment. Bless my words and bless all of our hearts that we might be swept up into your glory. And now may the words of my mouth and the meditations of all our hearts be always acceptable in thy sight. O Lord God, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. When I was in high school, my family had a friend, Kyle, who desperately wanted to be a cowboy. Kyle had spent nearly two decades working for the police department in Atlanta, Georgia, and all the while he dreamed of riding off into the sunset. Kyle longed for silver spurs and chaps, for big sky country and tumbling tumbleweeds. And so one day he quit his job, packed up his family, and moved to Wyoming. Once in a while, Kyle would help us gather cattle. It was a strange sight to watch Kyle a horseback. His movements were stiff and unnatural. He didn't really have, you could call it, the mind of a cowboy. That tactile sense of space and movement. He didn't know when to spur his horse forward. Kyle, that old biddy up front, she's starting to turn. Kyle, get up there and turn her. He didn't know when to pull his horse back. Kyle, you're pressing him too much. Back off and let the herd string out and trail. Kyle didn't have the mind of a cowboy. What Kyle needed was someone that he could watch and learn from, someone he could imitate. Kyle needed a cowboy to watch cinch up his horse, a cowboy to watch build a loop, throw it, and then dally. Kyle, not dallying down with your thumb so your thumb gets dallied into your horn, and when the steer hits the end of the rope, well, that's why Zeb's missing a thumb. This is how you do it, Kyle. Someone to watch as they maneuvered between the herd, cutting out pairs, sorting cattle. Kyle needed a real cowboy, someone to watch and learn from. And in our epistle reading this morning, the Philippians also need a real cowboy. The Philippians are former pagans. They have left their pagan life in Atlanta, and they have dreamed a dream of tumbling tumbleweeds and big sky country. New creation in Jesus Christ. They are fervent. They are excited. They want to live this Christian life. They've dreamed of those spurs and chaps their whole life. And yet, the Philippians still just don't quite have the mind of Christ. One of the best of the congregations that Paul writes to, but still they need the mind of Christ. Their movements in the Christian life are stiff and unnatural. They're not quite sure when to spur their horse forward, when to say yes, when to pull their horse back, when to say no. They need a real cowboy. Someone to watch and learn the Christian life from. And of course, the Philippians are not alone in this, right? All of us have come from a variety of backgrounds, some more Christian than others. And yet, we all are a little unnatural in our movements in the Christian life. We're fervent. We want to love God and neighbor. And yet, we're not quite sure when to spur our horse forward or when to pull our horse back. We dream of the big sky and the tumbling tumbleweeds of new creation in Jesus. And yet, just living that life, we're not sure. We don't quite have the mind of Christ. That tactile sense, that sense of space and movement. We need someone to watch, someone to follow, Someone who knows how to build a loop and throw it and then dally without dallying down their thumb into the horn. We need a Christian to watch. We need a real cowboy. And in our epistle reading this morning, God gives the Philippians a real cowboy. He gives them someone to watch and learn from. He gives them St. Paul. Paul writes about his Christian life. Verse 12 of our reading, "Not that I have already obtained this or am already perfect." Paul has this humble mind of Christ that he has written about before in the letter. That mind of Christ, Christ who did not snatch after power and authority, but instead humbled himself and took the form of a servant. "I haven't even reached that," says Paul, "but I press on to make it my own because Christ Jesus has made me his own. Brethren, I do not consider that I've made it my own, but one thing I do, forgetting what lies behind and straining toward what lies ahead, I press on toward the goal for the prize of the upward call of God in Christ." Paul struggles after that humble mind of Christ. And so, strangely enough, he has the humble mind of Christ. God gives the Philippians a cowboy. The Philippians remember Paul's every movement in life, how he lived the Christian life while he was among them. They remember him spurring his horse forward at the right moment or pulling it back at a different time, gentle with an enemy, grinning at a kid, or begging pardon profusely for that bitter temper of his. God gives the Philippians a cowboy, someone to watch and follow as they learn how to move and ride in the Christian life. Paul's ridden this range for years. He knows who Jesus is. And so Paul says in verse 17, "Brethren, join in imitating me and mark those who so live as you have an example in us." God gives the Philippians St. Paul. He gives them a cowboy to imitate and watch the Christian life from. The Spirit stirring up their hearts as they read the letter. Do you remember how Paul paid his bills? Do you remember how Paul walked through the marketplace? Do you remember how Paul worked late into the night stitching those tents so that no one could say that he had demanded money from them, stitching them with a smile on his face, even as the arthritis curved his fingers? God gives the Philippians a cowboy. And sisters and brothers, God gives us cowboys. God gives us people in our lives to imitate and follow, to learn the mind of Christ from. God gives us examples. The triune one is at work. Examples who are all around us. When I was 19 years old, I spent a summer working for my father, helping him out with ranch work and the like. It was right after my, I think, sophomore year of college. And on this particular day, during the summer, we were working on my grandfather's corrals. The corrals that were leaning, starting to fall apart, the posts that had rotted off, setting new posts. And on this day, heaving the poles into place, pounding in 6-inch spikes, and then sawing off the ends with a chainsaw. Now, the night before, two fishermen had shown up at my grandfather's ranch asking to camp and fish on up the creek. And on this particular morning, as I was hefting one of those poles into place, one of those brothers, there were two brothers, showed up in the corral. He walked in slowly. His head was kind of down, mumbling something quiet. "Can we help you? My brother died in the tent last night. He drank a lot, and I didn't know he was on some kind of antidepressants, and that didn't mix." And I stood there, 19 years old, mouth open, stiff movements, not quite sure what to do. How do you live the Christian life in this moment? Do you spur your horse forward? Do you hold back? What do you do? And then God gave me a cowboy. Quite literally, actually. That cowboy on the other side of the fence, cutting off the edges of the poles, dropped his chainsaw, my father, swung over the 7-foot fence, and grabbed that man in his arms. And for the next 10 minutes, as the man sobbed, I can still see my father's calloused, clawed cowboy hands rubbing the back of his neck and just crying with him. God gave me a cowboy, someone to watch and learn from. This is how you live the Jesus life in this moment. This is how you comfort those who mourn. God gives us people in our lives to show us the mind of Christ. God gives us people to imitate and follow along after. Our movements are stiff and unnatural. And yet there are those who have lived and ridden this range for years who know how to do something in a specific moment that maybe we don't know. God gives us cowboys. He gives us cowboys. So sisters and brothers, find them. They're all around. Find those people who have lived the Christian life over the years, who struggle forward for the mind of Christ. I haven't yet got there. And yet, strangely, in a sense, they're partway there. Ride alongside them. Watch how they build the loop and throw it and dally down, not dallying their thumb into the horn. Watch and learn, for they are God's gift to you. They are the good news in the flesh for you to watch and learn from. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.